Good morning, Pilgrim. It's a cloudy day here in Hillsborough Town. But I'm not singing in the rain, not singing in the rain. That was here yesterday, and it's not here again. Sorry. I was just thinking about Gene Kelly. What a dancer he was. What a singer he was. But he's gone. We all come and go. Yeah, we all come and go. You know, got a thing here from Charles Spurgeon. 27 April 1862. He that touches you, he touches the apple of my eye. Zechariah 2:8. Well, I'm not one of those who looks upon everything that happens in this world as being a judgment from God. If a man goes down to the bottom of the sea on a Sunday, I don't look upon that as a judgment on those who are in that boat any more than if I had gone to the bottom, if it had gone down on Monday morning. And though many good people get frightened when they hear one affirm this doctrine, yet I can't help them. But like my master, I must tell them that they who perish so are not sinners above all the sinners that be in Jerusalem. I looked the other day at Fox's Book of Martyrs. You ever read that great book? And I saw there an illustration of that deeply rooted mistake of Christian people concerning God's always punishing men's sins in this life. Fox draws a picture of a popish priest who is insulting the faith, speaking lightly of the blood of Jesus and exalting Mary. Well, he drops down dead in the pulpit. And Fox holds him up as a picture of a great sinner who dropped down dead for speaking lightly of Jesus. And the good man affirms the wicked priest's death to be a judgment from God. Well, perhaps Fox is correct, but still, I don't see the connection between his dropping dead and the language he employed. For many a preacher who has been exalting Christ has fallen down dead in the pulpit. And happy was it for such a man that was engaged in minding his charge at the time. The fact is, providence smites good men and bad men too. And when a storm rages and a hurricane howls through the forest, not only are the brambles and the briars shaken and uprooted, but goodly oaks, they also crack and they also break. We're not to look for God's judgment except in special cases in this life. This judgment is in the world to come, the special judgment. So I got a couple other readings here, and I got to read them. Let me go to Ecclesiastes 8:10-14. Then I saw the wicked buried. They used to go in and out of the holy place. They were praised in the city. They were praised in the city where they'd done such things. This also is vanity. Because the sentence against an evil deed is not executed speedily, the heart of the children of man is fully set to do evil. And though a sinner does evil 100 times and prolongs his life, and I know that it'll be well with those who fear God, because they fear before him. But it'll not be well with the wicked, neither will he prolong his days like a shadow, because he does not fear before God. You know, there's a vanity that takes place on earth. Yeah, that there are righteous people to whom it happens according to the deeds of the wicked. The same happens. And there are wicked people to whom it happens according to the deeds of the righteous. Yeah, I also said that this is vanity. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. So I've got a better reading here. How about we go to Psalm 39? As I use my two-finger typing here, my skills. What is the measure of my days? I said, I will guard my ways, that I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle, so long as the wicked are in my presence. I was mute and silent. I held my peace to no avail, and my distress grew worse. My heart became hard. It became so hot within me. As I mused, the fire burned, and I spoke with my tongue. O Lord, make me know my end. What's the measure of my days? Let me know how fleeting I am. Behold, you made my days a few handbreadths, and my lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely all mankind stands as a mere breath. Surely a man goes about as a shadow. Surely for nothing they are in turmoil. Man heaps up wealth and doesn't know who'll gather it. Now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of a fool. I'm mute. I don't open my mouth, for it is you who have done it. Remove your stroke from me. I'm spent by the hostility of your hand. When you discipline a man with rebukes for sin, you consume like a moth what is dear to him. Surely all mankind is a mere breath. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my cry. Hold not your peace at my tears. For I'm a sojourner with you, a guest like all my fathers. So look away from me that I may smile again before I depart and ain't no more. Before I depart, I ain't no more. Well, a lot of things to think about. Life goes on. Where it ends, we don't know. But where we go, we know if we love the Lord. God bless, Pilgrim. Have a blessed, blessed day with our Lord Jesus.